But time to get courageous with the founder of Captain Courageous. And they are actually behind trying to find cures for many of the childhood blood cancers that are around. So the director and founder, Jessica Bond, joins us. Good morning, Jessica. Captain Courageous, you started this in around 2008, I believe, and I imagine it's grown a lot since then.
It has. Thank you, Mark. Yes, we started the foundation after our youngest son was born with a very rare bone marrow failure disease. He requires monthly blood transfusions every month to survive, and there's no cure. So we thought we would try and, you know, find that cure for kids, for him, and especially for children like him, as, you know, we don't want to see any child suffer. So, yes, we've come a very long way in quite a short amount of time.
Jessica, can you tell us about how the journey has been? I mean, was it a hard struggle to get the foundation up and running, or did it all just sort of happen organically for you?
Well, we've been very lucky with some incredible support along the way. Couldn't have done it without, obviously, family and friends and our supporters. But, you know, obviously after the initial shock with having a child, a very sick child, we took a year. We were living overseas at the time, so came back to Adelaide, and I started sort of doing blood drives because I thought that's one way I can obviously help Angus. And from there we thought, what can we do? So we made sure that we weren't duplicating any research globally, and our particular project was unique and different and part of a global puzzle that we're trying to solve. And the links with the blood cancers is huge. So not only is our particular research program different in itself, we collaborate with 5 different universities across Australia.
Jessica, I like the idea that you're trying your best not to duplicate some other research that may be happening elsewhere. Now, the good thing about your foundation is that most of the money raised does actually go and get plowed straight back into research, doesn't it? What's the percentage rate there?
I can hand on heart say that 80 cents of every dollar goes directly to our research program. We have very low administration costs. I run the charity from home, and it is only me.
Jessica, with that in mind, I guess it must be pretty much a full-time job for you at home there running all of this?
Yes, it is. You know, I just run events, and I try and, you know, I sell merchandise. And we do have the big events, and I apply for grants. And I run a household with 3 children. So it's busy.
Jessica, that's a full-time job in itself, 3 kids. How does that... Do they like to help when you're getting things organised?
They do. The eldest daughter in particular, she's 14 now. She really wants to help where she can and help at events and stuff. And Angus sits with me at some stalls, and, you know, he can then tell his little part of his story that he's had over 100 life-saving blood transfusions. And so people normally buy a cookbook or something after they've met him, which is lovely. So, yeah, support's been overwhelming. We actually have raised $3 million to date.
That is a massive effort, and on behalf of anybody that will benefit from that, Jessica, thank you very much for you and your foundation, which is a one-woman machine from your place. Thank you for your time this morning.
No, thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate being involved. It's lovely.
And we do have some information on the Morning Show page on our website, how you can find a little bit more about Captain Courageous Foundation. There is their director and very busy founder, Jessica Bond, joining us at 2NURFM 103.7.